Happy Monday, Astro Consciousness Community. Thank you so much for joining me again. I am here to give you your weekly forecast of December 13th through the 19th. So, this week is actually rather mellow in that we don't have too many major aspects. We are coming from a week that was very active. Obviously, we're still in eclipse season, and I think that this is a nice week to kind of mellow off and really hone in on what's coming up for us, especially when it comes to relationships, to the relationship with ourselves. I'm going to be talking a lot about that in the coming weeks because of Venus going retrograde on the 19th. But before I begin the forecast, I wanted to share with you an excerpt from a book called The Book of Awakening by Mark Nepo. Some of you may be aware of this. I have shared several excerpts from this book and other recordings. And I love how profound the insights on this book are. And the one that I'm going to share with you today is really lovely, not just for this week, but for the moment in time that we're in, as we're ending a year, we're approaching another one, we're looking back at what we've been through this year. For some of us, it has broken us down. Therefore, we had to get to know a different part of ourselves, but that didn't come easily because we had to really first acknowledge the part that needed to leave in order for this new part of us to arise. So this particular excerpt is called Endgame, and it begins. Now there's nothing left but to keep dancing. I don't know if it is human nature or the way of life on Earth, but we seldom become all who we are until we're forced to. Some say that something in us arises to the occasion, that there is, as Hemingway called it, a grace under pressure, that comes forth in most of us when challenged. Others say this talk of grace is merely a way to rationalize hard times and painful experiences, a way to put a good face on tragedy. Yet, beneath all the talk of tragedy and grace, I have come to believe that we are destined to be opened by the living of our days, and whether we like it or not, whether we choose to participate or not, we will, in time, every one of us, wear the deeper part of who we are as a new skin. Either by erosion from without or by shedding from within, and often by both, we are forced to live a more authentic life. And once the crisis that opened us up passes, the real choice then becomes, will we continue such authentic living? It is no secret that cancer, in its acuteness, pierced me into open living. And I've been working ever since to sanctify that open living without crisis as its trigger. But can this be done without crisis pushing us off the ledge? That's the question now. Years from the leap, how to keep leaping from a desire to be real, so as not to be shoved by an ever-lurking crisis. Perhaps the greatest moment of shedding and breaking came as I was being wheeled to rib surgery. I found myself numbly afraid, spinning from a Demerol shot, watching the hospital ceiling roll on by, and found myself repeating over and over the following words as I waited on my stretcher. Death pushed me to this edge, nowhere to back off, and to the shame of my fears, I danced with abandon in his face. I never danced as free, and death backed off, the way dark backs off of a sudden burst of flame. Now there's nothing left but to keep dancing. It is the way I would have chosen had I been born three times as brave. We are often called further into experience than we'd like to go. But it is the extra leap that lands us in a vibrant center of what it means to be alive. I love this excerpt so much, and I think that it speaks of how we have been propelled to this present moment in time. And that is definitely true of the last 18 to 24 months. But if we don't want to think that far back, just think of this year alone. Think of how a certain crisis, which I'm sure was the case for a lot of us, led us to this much more authentic place we are now. And what the cosmos are going to do with Venus retrograde and Venus coming together with Pluto three times over the next 6 to 8 weeks, we are being asked, can we maintain that authenticity that is now so vibrant in us, that is now allowing us to be so much closer to ourselves than we've ever been before, regardless of what it feels like to actually be that closer to ourselves? Because I'll be very honest, I've never been so close to myself, and there's a lot of things that I just don't want to continue dealing with. But I've never been this honest with myself, and I'm grateful for that. So in this place that the cosmos have brought us to, life, source, spirit, whatever you want to attribute it to, grace, right? Can we continue living from this place of authenticity that we now know doesn't have to look perfect? It doesn't have to be right. It just has to be real. Can we continue living from that space? Or will we revert back to crisis situations that will then bring us back to this place? And look, there's no judgment in that. I think that to an extent, we might all fall back a little bit into that. But one thing I'm certain of right now is that we cannot unsee what we've seen, especially in the last 12 months. Especially about ourselves. To living an authentic life, at least for me, it has defined who I am now. And from this space, things are very clear. The decisions I need to make for myself are very clear. My values, they're still changing. They will continue to change for all of us. But I think that we are much closer to our base and to our core than we've ever been before. So I hope this excerpt was helpful. I hope my take is helpful in any way. And may you do with this what you need to do with it. You'll find the weekly forecast and the recording below. Have a lovely week.